Your mother would say, I don't want you to...
But that low-down trash.
I see. And...
Yeah, she said, I'm not going to have you with that low-down trash.
Did you ever hear of...
And I didn't go either, believe me. Uh-huh. I didn't go, and I never wanted... And I didn't learn about what happened until years afterwards. Was and I found out how right she was, and I never did tell her. I was always sorry. I never did say, I thank you for saving my reputation.
Would
but
she
I didn't.
Ever say anything about that... That whole gang, that...
Yeah, she said that whole gang up there is not worth...
I see.
She said that whole gang up there is not worth shoots. That's what she'd say.
Okay, now that's the kind of thing, Mrs. I'd appreciate you bringing up because that's exactly...
That whole gang up there is not one of them worth shoots. Yeah, they all... I better turn away. She said they're all whores and whoremongers.
Well, that's what I'm interested in, is the kind of words that people use.
That's
to
what
use.
She said.
Of course, we know what we'd say today, but it's
that's
hard to
recapture. That's what she'd say. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wasn't that way either.
And do you remember any old-fashioned terms for dance?
Well, they had all kind of dances, big apple and polka and things like that. They'd call them square, and they had some square dances too.
What do they call, they move their foot up and down like this real fast to music?
Patting the foot to music.
Is that right?
Yeah, they pat the foot to music. They call it a patting foot to music. Shuffling around, they call it shuffling some way or another through sometimes. Patting the foot to music.
And if they,
keeping time, they'd say keeping time.
And if they brought their foot down real heavy in a kind of dance, really, real heavy.
I don't remember what they called that. I didn't, they didn't let me go. They used to have bands come out of Memphis that did a lot of dancing around here. And they wouldn't let me go to them. I had long curly hair and Mom made me a white serge dress and I had white kid shoe boots and they're wearing them again. Long time they didn't. And so I had some white kid boots and a white serge dress and it's trimmed in red, red button. I had red ribbon on it. They had a dance and my daddy was trustee and also alderman too. And he said he'd take me down there. We let the boy take me now, but he'd take me, let me stay a while. So this, my husband was an excellent dancer. And he came around there and said, come on and dance. I said, I can't dance, I never ever dance. And I said, Daddy, I called him Papa. Papa wouldn't like it anyway. Oh, come on, he can't do anything to you when you get home. Come on, I'll teach you how. But I didn't do it. And I went on back home with him when he went. And after the dance was over, I was asleep, and suddenly I heard a big sound of music, and he brought that whole band from Memphis up in front of my window, and they serenaded me.
Oh, is that right? Very nice.
And I fell out of the bed on one side.
Well, that's very nice. Suppose that, how would a man approach a girl indicate an interest. Suppose he met her at church and said, how would he indicate that?
May I escort you home?
Is that right? And suppose she said, turn him down. What would she say?
Sometimes he'd get real angry. And sometimes he'd say...
What would she say?
She'd just say... most times, if she's courteous, she'd just say she... he couldn't go with her that time. She'd think about it later or something like that.